Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 38 points today. S&P 500 down 11. NASDAQ down 65. So not much action on Wall Street. But man, it was a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoyed that one.
I did.
Excuse me. Cheese stick.
In your house currently.
That's right. My son's away at college.
And you go to the grocery store and say, hey, Lori, don't forget the cheese sticks. Hey, get some salmon, grab some quinoa, and don't forget the string cheese. Come on, man.
Have a little string cheese snack on National String Cheese Day.
You have some pureed sweet potato?
That's a good snack I'm having right now.
That's ridiculous, man.
You string the whole thing, though, Hawk? Like, you'll go the
whole
thing?
Well, how many strings till you get tired of doing that, and then you just bite the cheese?
Right, yeah.
One, two, three. It's like a Tootsie Pop.
Well, happy National String Cheese Day, everybody.
That's ridiculous. You have a string cheese in your house.
I'm bringing this to Whiskey Stars and Cigars. I smoke this like it's a cigar, but it's just string cheese.
You purchase string cheese as a grown man.
I don't know a house that does not have string cheese in it. And literally, I do not know of a house. I don't know of a house that doesn't have a string cheese cachet in the refrigerator somewhere.
It's not even high quality cheese.
Look at this. Before Atlantic Men's. You know what I'm talking about, right, Jimmy?
Sure.
I'll get you
a good string cheese at your house, Jimmy?
Get you a good brie.
No, we do not.
No string cheese.
No.
It's all grown-ups that live there.
Look, you can make a walrus.
Never mind. You are 9. You should have string cheese.
Well, I'm Team Hawk here because I eat string cheese almost every day. Love string cheese.
The real truth is I was searching all through the fridge. I found this under like some shredded cheese that you'd use, you know, like in a taco or something. And I don't even think this is good anymore. I'm having a tough time getting it down. I do keep it in the house, though, when DJ's home. And he's 20. I keep it in the house.
Even 20. He's in college. He still has a college palate. Like, I can understand 20, but not 50. Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh, you a good... I was only 50.
Get you a good extra sharp cheddar.
But what's the difference if I have? What's the difference if I have a piece of sharp cheddar, like a slice, or a cheddar stick?
No. It's the string off cheese.
They make them in cheddar.
It's the cutie little, let's string it off. It's just for children. It's to make children eat cheese. It's not for grown people.
This is the best time I've ever had on the show. I'm gonna make string cheese a portion of every day.
That was bad in 2023. You're going to get sick tonight.
Crowder wants us to put out a charcuterie board every time we want to have a piece of cheese.
If I'm a grown person.
Sorry, I don't have my NFL pension and a charcuterie board at my every whim.
I'm a grown person with access to a grocery store and I want some cheese. I'm getting a little nicer cheese.
I think you're in the minority on this one. I think most people have string cheese in their house.
With grown-ups.
Yeah, grown-ups.
Two grown people living together, married. Hey, don't forget the string cheese, Jack.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Solana, don't raise your hand when I say grown people. You're not a grown person. Your dad regulates your diet still.
Oh, sorry. I don't have Havarti, Munster, Manchego, and Colby all ready to go in my fridge, Crowder. So
by the
sorry.
Way, this is Sargento, by the way. Oh, this isn't some, you know, Bobo brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sargento kids portions.
I mean, I am so full, I can't even finish the whole thing. That's how good these string cheeses are for a snack.
You got your stomach stapled. You can't.
Another thing too. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. I tweeted this out. Dear pizza store owners, pizzeria owners, we don't need the little pepperoni cups that pool all the grease. We need flat roni for our za. We don't need the pepperoni cups that curl up and catch all the grease. No one needs it. No one wants it. Happy National Pepperoni Day.
And no, they have a cute name, Pepperonicina or something.
No, you're thinking of the pepperoncinis. That's a pepper.
Pepperoncini.
Pepperoncini. They have a name. The little bitty ones that curl. No,
pepperoncinis are a pepper.
No, because Marco's Pizza has the little curly ones. It's the
Hey, Marco's.
I'll be over there this weekend. I haven't seen Marcos in
Frog here.
I haven't seen Marcos in years.
I don't. You never met him before in your life.
I did meet him.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
That was awkward.
That literally ended phone calls on this show and I think killed the landline industry.
I'm going out there this weekend. I don't know where he was. I'm a nice guy. That shows you how nice a guy I am.
Or you're a fraudulent guy. Now you might couch it as nice. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Pepperoni cups, superior, by the way, Hawk, because they crisp up more than the normal pepperoni. So I'm with you where you do
but
get that pool of grease.
It pulls the grease, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't like that, but I do like the fact that the pepperonis crisp up. They have a little
I do like when
them.
There's a crisper pepperoni on the slice, but that's up to the pizza maker, the pizzeria guy, to figure that out on a flat roni. I don't need the cup. When's the last time you heard me ask for a cup made of pepperoni?
But they're so
Never.
Good, though.
Stop putting it on my za. What'd you say, Jimmy?
They're so good.
Well, pepperoni's good. Doesn't matter. It's a cheese argument. What's the difference if it's in a stick or a slice? Pepperoni's good. But there's a negative to the cup. Pool's grease. It's the only thing different than a regular slice of pepperoni. The only thing.
The pepperoni cups are called Old World Pepperoni.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at him so confused, Solana? You don't believe that he would have like a piece of random info like that?
No, I've just never heard that. And listen, I lie a lot, but I will tell you,
you can sniff it out when someone else.
I am very well versed in pepperoni. You know, like this is kind of my wheelhouse. I've never heard that.
I do see old world pepperoni versus traditional pepperoni differ in their flavor, texture, and casing.
Mm. Oh, the casing shrinks different, and that's why it cups, because as it heats up, it shrinks and it rises.
Interesting. Look at you, Jimmy. How did you know that off the top of your dome?
I looked it up.
That's pretty smart, Jimmy.
That was good. Good for you. It's funny how none of us thought he would have been capable of looking something up, but he never does. So, like, we discounted the fact that he would have looked it up.
Yeah. You should have said, I stretch, when Hawk asked you how you knew that.
I could see Jimmy, and I never think he's looking at a computer screen.
That's why I didn't think that he looked it up, because it didn't look like he was looking at anything.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Miami Dolphins' final injury report has been released.
Oh, all right.
Grant Dubose. He's out.
Yes.
God.
It almost sounded like Mike McDaniel thinks this is a very significant injury, because he said, I don't think he's out for the season. But if you even think to say that.
I didn't know Greg Dubose was a big part of our offense.
Well, I didn't think that he was. I think that may have been one of the problems last Thursday night was that he was.
Who is this guy?
David Fironas from the Sun Sentinel tweeted out that Raheem Mostert is officially doubtful. Malik Washington also doubtful.
A-chan.
Yeah, Teron was limited today, but he told us yesterday he's going to play. Liam Eichenberg, full practice. Everybody else, Rob Jones, Jalen Phillips, Jeff Wilson Jr., and Calais Campbell, all good to go.
And Tua is traveling to Seattle with the team.
For what?
It's his team. He's the team leader.
When guys are hurt, they get out the way and just keep moving forward. Like, I don't get that. I never
really
got to
get you the number for Atlantic Men's Clinic, because I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't like
to curl up in a ball and get under a fleece blanket, and you want the Marlins to pitch around Shohei. I don't know what's going on with you.
Pinch around Shohei because he just hit 5 off of 5 pitches. That's why. And yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to encourage me on the sideline? Leave me alone. You're going to go out here and get hit by these big old boys.
I mean, maybe he can help Skyler. Like, he'll notice stuff on the defense. Skyler comes off. He talks to him. Like, absolutely have him out there.
If he
can be out there.
Mike McDaniel needs to tell him what's going on.
I think this is purely an optics thing, though. Like,
oh, he's telling you, by the way, don't get in your head that I'm not coming back.
Right.
Like, you're going to see me on the sideline.
Correct.
Like, don't let that become a narrative.
Yeah.
I got you.
I think that's what this is. You guys all think I should be at home. You think I should retire. Guess what? 10 days after that concussion, I'm on a plane. I'm with my teammates. I'm here.
I wouldn't be surprised if he flies half the route, you know, to Seattle. Like, takes over for the pilot.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm one of your children. I'll finish it at my leisure.
You're right, Solana. That's what it is. And they're going to show him more than they show Skyler.
Well, that game will be Sunday, 4:05 p.m.
Who's the backup? Is it Tyler Huntley or is it Tim Boyle?
I don't know.
It got to be Huntley. It has to be Huntley because Huntley got signed off another practice squad. Right. He can't go back to practice squad.
Right.
So
well, they could all three be on the roster. It could go Boyle number two and Huntley number three. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Be funny if you said, I said old world pepperoni.
All right, here's your college football schedule for the weekend.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
Yep. Tobin, have fun Sunday. 12 to 4, brother. Canes at USF tomorrow, 7 p.m. The Miami Hurricanes are favorites on the road in Tampa.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, you will not be able to help out Solana. I was going to suggest you go make him a hot tea. You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
There you go. All right. I'm just checking. We're halfway there.
FIU? Tea? Yeah, I'm drinking tea. I'm pounding tea.
All right.
FIU, they host Monmouth tomorrow.
Oh, my. Every Tuesday at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
I don't want to meet T. That's gracious. What's his life like?
FIU
frog here.
FIU, they host Monmouth tomorrow at 6 p.m.
All right.
FAU's at UConn, 7 p.m. FSU, of course, hosting Cal, 7 p.m. UF at Mississippi State, bright and early, kegs and eggs, noon. Marlins host the Braves this weekend, first pitch tonight, 7:10. You know who's throwing out the first pitch?
Who? Robitussin.
Terry Rozier is throwing out the first pitch tomorrow.
He better not tonight. Do anything physical.
Tonight.
Oh. Heat are going to have a Dwayne Wade night for Terry Rozier throwing out the first pitch at Lone Depot Park. That's coming up in November.
Does he have a neck brace on? Why would he throw a pitch?
I'm getting through these headlines. Inter Miami is at New York City FC tomorrow, 2 p.m. The game can be heard on 96.5 FM HD2.
All right.
PM.
A couple NFL notes. Justin Fields will start Sunday for the Steelers versus the Chargers. And A.J. Brown is out again for the Eagles. Sunday, they play the Saints.
Okay.
Joel Embiid has signed a 3-year, $193 million max extension with the Philadelphia 76ers.
So he's happy there.
Hey, gotta be.
They don't win. It's a little bit interesting because they have not been able to win. He's, MVP, and he's there. Giannis is in Milwaukee. Certain guys would become stories because they don't sign extensions and they want to win. I do find it slightly intriguing that Joel Embiid and Giannis have signed extensions. Although Giannis, I guess, he's won a championship, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
They won the championship.
I don't know.
Is it that old school thought? I stick with my team. We'll figure it out. I don't know. The process hasn't worked.
But they
would have got $60 million a year. He would have got $60 million from anybody.
Look at the but not yet. Like, he can sign this extension with the Philadelphia 76ers because they own his bird rights and all that stuff. Look at the team they put around him, though. Like, they've done right by him this year. They got Harden for him.
I agree. Like, they've tried.
Yeah.
It's not like it just hasn't worked.
And Ben Simmons was supposed to be that guy. I mean, nobody could have seen Ben Simmons going from all-star, people comparing him to Magic Johnson, to literally afraid to look at the rim.
And they missed on a lot of people. Simmons, what was the other boy? They gave a bunch of money to that light-skinned dude.
No, yeah. I mean, they had their draft capital for like 2 decades was insane. And literally, Joel Embiid and Ben
Nerlens
Simmons.
Nerlens Noel.
It was another guy they gave a $300 million to, and he forgot how to play basketball.
Nerlens Noel here.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. That's your weather.
Are you feeling okay? I mean, you sound terrible, but are you, like, is your body aching?
No, I swear I feel great. I really do. I wouldn't have come to work if I felt sick. I feel good.
All right.
I just started losing my voice out of nowhere. I don't know why.
You got a sweater on, and it's 100 degrees outside.
It's freezing in here, actually, just so you know.
Jimmy doesn't look very cold.
Yeah.
He's a man's man. He's wearing a short-sleeve T-shirt.
But Jimmy's got a little extra filling to keep him warm. You know what I mean?
Every guy, he's getting his winter blubber together.
It's the same thing, man. Like, if you're a good football player, you know, you play a game hard, maybe your body's a little sore. I've been killing it on the air past couple days. And it's
that could be. So it just catches up with you at the end of the week.
Yeah.
You compare with yourself to a professional athlete?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you hit somebody hard on the field, you make a big play, your body hurts the next day. I've been throwing nothing but touchdowns on the radio.
Pull the
past
wrong
Kermit days.
The Frog line. That'll take a toll.
Yeah. Here.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Even the hi-ho doesn't sound friendly. Like, it's the weirdest cut that you pull from Kermit, the friendliest frog on the planet.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
It's like, it's almost like he's angry to be there. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
That's Kermit going to bail out somebody. Oh, Snuffy done got locked up for them drugs he was on.
Here's Kermit walking into the clink to bond out Snuffleupagus.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Slams the cash down on the table.
Hi, Frog. Get your ass in the car.
Good Snuffy.
Get your ass in the car.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Football Friday. You want to do 15 minutes of game day uncensored? Talk a little Dolphins football here?
Yes.
All right. 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So in the USA Today, they have players to watch on the Dolphins in the Seahawks game on Sunday. Number one, of course, Skylar Thompson. Thompson will be the most important player in the absence of Tua Tagovailoa. Without the franchise guy, Thompson will be counted on to beat Mike McDonald's Seahawks. Seattle has allowed just 257 yards passing through its first two games. So Thompson has his work cut out for him. While Thompson didn't throw a pass last season, this isn't his first time filling in for Tua. When the former first-round pick suffered two concussions in 2022, Thompson filled in for him both times. He went 1-2 as a starter, which included Miami's playoff loss to the Bills. Dolphins, as we know, brought in Mike White to back up last year. Thompson's strong offseason and preseason earned him the opportunity to back up Tua once again. That I don't know if you would say he is the key to victory or not, because that's a lot to put on Skylar Thompson's head, but he's certainly he's got to at least be able to manage the game in order for them to get out of there with a dub.
Yes, 100%. They can't put the game on his shoulders, Hawk. And it sounds so lame, but he just can't make mistakes. The Seahawks aren't, they're what I think 26 and 23 points. Like, they're not a crazy great offense. But if he gives them the ball four more possessions, if he starts turning the ball over, that's when they'll get in the game can get ugly. It's Tony Sparano-ish. Let's kick the ball at the end of every series, and let's see what happens in the fourth quarter. That's what I want to see out of Skylar. If Skylar goes out and goes 380 with three passing touchdowns, I would love it. But just don't try to do too much and get us in bad situations defensively.
And all we really need is over 7.5 yards rushing from him, and we'll be happy. Tyreek Hill is next from USA Today. Tyreek Hill is the kind of wide receiver who has a reputation for producing no matter the circumstances, but last week wasn't the same story. A week removed from turning 7 receptions into 130 yards and a touchdown, he tallied only 3 catches for 24 yards against the Bills. For Miami's offense to succeed, he'll need to be more involved than he was last week. Hill is the fire starter for the Dolphins' offense. And with a step back expected under center, a top-tier performance from the all-pro receiver would help take some of the pressure off Skylar Thompson. In Thompson's 3 career starts for Miami, Tyreek Hill has hauled in 21 receptions for 269 yards and no touchdowns. So he does target him an average of 7 times a game when he's starting, so get the ball in his hands.
They need to move Tyreek around so that they can't just lock. Like, they the Seahawks can't know exactly where Tyreek is. I want Tyreek running back and forth across the field pre-snap every single time to get that angle and get that leverage. Because to be honest, the Seahawks secondary, I was looking at it today. The Seahawks have like three Pro Bowlers in their secondary. Their secondary ain't no BS. That front seven, not amazing, but that secondary can play.
Well, speaking of secondaries, how about our secondary? USA Today has the next guy that's important. Jalen Ramsey, cornerback Jalen Ramsey is set for one of the most intriguing matchups of the game Sunday. The physical corner will often be lined up across from two-time Pro Bowl receiver DK Metcalf. Every inch of Ramsey's 6'1", 208-pound frame will be needed against the 6'4 Metcalf. The receiver has track speed and knows how to use his body at the catch point. It's possible Ramsey draws some reps against other receivers, but he's the only player on Miami's roster that has the skill set to slow Metcalf down.
Best matchup of the afternoon.
That's one to keep an eye on, right?
That's potential Hall of Famer against potential Hall of Famer. That's going to be fun. And then this damn Smith and Jigba, too. He had like 12 catches last week. Yep. Like, they got some guys, but yeah, DK versus Ramsey. So I'm going to watch that before I even watch the ball snap.
Those are those three guys for me are the key. I think Mike McDaniel probably belongs in the conversation as well, because I want to see what kind of game he's going to call. Like, if I feel like, I said it after the Buffalo game, I felt like he almost got, I don't want to say scared by the Tua injury, but he was out of sorts and he didn't call the right game after half of the third quarter, and then the entire fourth quarter was odd to me. So I hope he finds his footing.
My Pro Bowl quarterback wasn't doing a damn thing against this defense. Now my backup's in. Seemed like you said, I don't want to say scared either, but I think flustered it seemed. We're like, what do I do now? Because Tua couldn't even get anything on the board. I think they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to try to establish a run. They shouldn't get away from it. Like I just said, Seahawks aren't scoring 40. They're going to be in the mid-20s. That's their offense. So you could run the ball. You can get long drives, 13, 14-play drives. I think that's the way the Dolphins went.
Well, for me, USA Today, those three guys for me, Skylar Thompson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, those are your keys to victory, and like 3A, 3B to me is Mike McDaniel. You in agreement with that, Solana? I know you've got throat issues, but I know that you do have Game Day Uncensored coming up on Sunday. Would you agree with those three guys?
Yeah, but I disagree with Crowder. Unfortunately, this Dolphins team is not built to win the game up front in the trenches. They're just not. So as much as we would like to think, if it was one game, go out there, pound the ball, run it, and defend and get out of there, unfortunately, they're just not built that way. They're just not. It's not the Packers giving it to Josh Jacobs 42 times and letting him run the ball, and Malik Willis only got to throw it 14 times, complete 12 passes, game manager. Like, they're just not built to do that. And unless there's like massive adjustments, I don't see it. I think Skylar Thompson is going to come to a point where he's going to have to quarter one, two, three, and four, make some plays, make some throws, find your targets in order to move the chains. And they can't just win it pounding the ball, because they don't have the players to do that.
Solana, move the chains, but not win the game. Third and four, third and five, play action, quick out to somebody. I got you. I'm talking about, like I said earlier, if they go empty, I don't like that plan. If there's no threat of a run, you're telling me there's five receivers wide.
Yeah, maybe Skylar takes off. It's that over 7.5.
Go get it. No, I'm with they can't lie. They don't even have, we talk about it. They don't have a power run game. But that little quick pitch stuff, those little hand sweeps just to get around the edges, try to, get around the corner, use their speed, all of that stuff. But I just don't want to see Scott. I don't think 14 like Malik Willis, Solana, but I don't want to see 45.
No, I get that.
I want to see mid-20s, 25, 18 for 25, somewhere around there. In that range, I think we could win.
On this day in 1990, the movie Goodfellas was released. Oh, wait. No, Solana just didn't update the show sheet.
I was about to say, Hawk, I think we did this up. I thought I had CTE. So We did this.
Yeah, I was looking on the show sheet to get my Motley Crue giveaway ready to go, and I noticed that the Goodfellas on this day, Goodfellas was released. Jimmy Fallon also turning 50 today, which is weird because he turned 50 yesterday. A lot of stuff on repeat here on this show sheet, Solana.
Just sent the wrong email. Send it to you right now. Man, you don't let one slide, huh? Not one.
Well, you didn't send the wrong email because I'm looking at the email. It's got National String Cheese Day, National Pepperoni Pizza Day, National Fried Rice Day.
I just attached the wrong birthdays from yesterday. No big deal. Jimmy's supposed to be my next pair of eyes. He didn't say anything either.
It's a perfect example of why you send two to Seattle. You have a second pair of eyes out there for Skyler. Do a better job than Jimmy. Let's give away these Motley Crue tickets. Motley Crue going to be at Hard Rock Live next Thursday. This is our final pair of the week. I'm going to give away caller number 6 for 6 Shohei Ohtani hits last night.
No, hell no.
What happened to you? You are scary.
I'm not scary. Throw this man the ball.
Caller 6 for Shohei Ohtani hits. Caller 6, 305-567-0560 gets the Motley Crue tickets. 305-567-0560. Caller number 6 gets 2 tickets. See Motley Crue at Hard Rock Live next Thursday night. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. And Mark Duper in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I mean, time of our lives. We'll talk about our favorite scenes from Goodfellas since the movie was released on this day in 1990. And maybe we'll share a piece of string cheese or something here.
Well, I'm fine.
All right. Well, you never know what's around the corner in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.